A movie depicting the life of one-time champion boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter opens today in selected theaters around the country. It's called The Hurricane. It tells the story of Carter's 20-year fight to clear his name after he and his friend John Artis were convicted in the 1960s of murdering three people at a bar in Carter's hometown of Paterson, New Jersey. The credibility of some witnesses was challenged, and both men were granted a new trial, only to be convicted a second time. Carter received help from some New York attorneys and Canadian activists. Inspired by letters he received in jail, he pursued a new appeal. Finally, in 1985, a federal judge ruled that Carter's conviction had been predicated on racism rather than reason. Carter was freed after spending 19 years in prison for crimes he didn't commit. Today, the man once thought to be a murderer is a minister. He runs his own organization, the Association for Defense of the Wrongly Convicted, from his home in Canada. Hurricane Carter says he blames no one for the years he spent in prison. He says his experiences reflect a prevailing attitude, an attitude that landed an innocent black man in jail in June of 1967.
I was at the peak of my career, professional prize fighter, about to fight for the championship of the world. And the next thing I knew, I was fighting for my very life, on trial, in criminal court.
And you were accused of a triple homicide?
I was accused of murdering three people in the New Jersey bar. The state sought the death penalty.
And how did they choose you? Out of the blue, they thought...
Oh, no. If it was a mistake, that would have been great. It would have been all right. But it was not a mistake, because if it was a mistake, the state of New Jersey probably, maybe, would have apologized. I mean, if you step on somebody's feet accidentally, you will apologize profusely. I'm sorry for stepping on your feet. Please forgive me. But if you stepped on his foot deliberately, you wouldn't say, I'm sorry. You would say, what you gonna do about it? And that's what the state of New Jersey said to me. What are you going to do about it? We know that you know that we know that you didn't commit this crime. But what are you going to do about it? There was no credible evidence that would link John Artis and myself to this crime. Just none at all. And whatever evidence was presented at court to the jury was all manufactured by the police. The witnesses were paid to lie. They were given leniency for the crimes that they themselves had committed. In fact, they were even suspects in this crime themselves. They were at the scene. John Artis and I were never at the scene until the police brought us there.
But why would they choose you out of everybody and say, you, Hurricane, you committed these murders?
Because Reuben Hurricane Carter would not accept brutality from police or anyone else. I feel as though that anybody who tries to injure another person, that person has a right to defend themselves against, no matter what kind of uniform they're wearing, whether it's a prison uniform or a policeman's uniform. It's just all the same thing.
So then you were sentenced to spend the rest of your life in prison.
Yes, ma'am. I certainly was.
And what was it like in prison? I understand you refused to wear prison clothes. You refused to do prison work. Why?
Because I was not guilty of a crime. Why should I become a good prisoner when I wasn't a bad civilian? To me, that was the height of an insanity. I could not do that. Even if I wanted to do it, I could not do that. Because that would be admitting guilt. That would be coming into agreement with the very people who sent me there based on these lies. I could not do that.
Though in prison, Reuben Carter was not forgotten. His case continued to attract a lot of attention, and many celebrities, including Burt Reynolds and Bob Dylan, took up his cause. There were benefit concerts in the early 70s, and in 1975, Dylan immortalized Carter's plight in a hit song called Hurricane.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. To Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Carter appreciated the efforts on his behalf, but he says all that attention had a downside.
The publicity opened the door in 1976 to release me. But that same publicity which opened the door also slammed the doors on me a second time, because now the police departments of the United States became polarized, because now it was us against them, the movie stars and the Madison Avenue hucksters against the law enforcement agencies of the United States. And that's what publicity can do. It can help you, and at the same time, it can hurt you.
Because you had won an appeal, and then when you had a second trial, you were convicted all over again.
Oh, yeah, I was convicted all over again. But the second trial was different than the first trial, because in 1967, nobody ever told or made a statement as to why we would commit this crime. But in 1976, with all this publicity, the state of New Jersey had to defend itself. And so it conjured up a motive: racial revenge, racial hatred. And when you put that kind of element into a trial, which has a white judge, a white prosecutor, an all-white jury, white victims, then you do not have anything even resembling fairness there.
So what turned you around? What made you fight again? What made you try to win yet another trial, another appeal?
Because I couldn't give up. You see, my prize fighting days, being a professional prize fighter, is one in which one needs to be persistent, consistent, all the time. There was never one point during those 20 years I spent in prison that I ever lost my innocence. Not one single minute did I lose my innocence. And therefore, my innocence being alive, I was able to fight for my vindication.
Right now, there's a movie out. Your biography has also just been published, and the re-release of an earlier book, I believe, on you. Is the movie an accurate portrayal of your life?
Absolutely. Both the book as well as the movie is an accurate portrayal of my life, yes.
And I assume you've seen the film?
About 9 or 10 times.
Did you like it?
I love it. I love it. I didn't know how handsome I was until I saw Denzel portraying me on the big screen.
And I understand you saw it with President Clinton.
Oh, what a miracle that was. Can you believe that? Here's a man who was condemned to prison as a racist murderer, spent 20 years there. And then there he is sitting in the White House next to the President of the United States, the most influential man on the planet Earth, sitting so close to him that you can hear every breath he took. And Monday, I'll be addressing the General Assembly at the United Nations. Wow, isn't that miraculous? You see, my whole life has been magical, very, very magical. And I like that very much, because this world that we live in is a magical world.
Former boxer Reuben Carter, the film based on his life is titled The Hurricane. It opens in theaters around the country over the next several weeks. Yeah, that's the story of the hurricane.